Each week, linguist Jeffrey Nunberg joins us with his comments on language and culture. Today, he answers a question that he's been asked perhaps more frequently than any other. What does a linguist actually do?
Here's an item you might have missed in your local papers. Something close to 1,000 linguists have descended on Stanford University for the annual Summer Institute of the Linguistic Society of America. This is a 6-week marathon of courses, conferences, and all-night poker games. The atmosphere can get a bit intense because most of these people spend the rest of the year sequestered in small groups at a handful of academic institutions and research centers, where they are surrounded by colleagues, wives, and husbands who don't understand them. Of course, you'd see pretty much the same kind of frenzied communion if you dropped in on the meetings of any other technical specialists, the paleontologists, the radio astronomers, or whatever. But there's at least one difference. Those subjects are supposed to be obscure. When somebody asks you what you do and you tell him you're an invertebrate embryologist, he is not about to start up with you. Whereas even if people aren't exactly sure what linguistics is, it sounds like the sort of thing they might be interested in. So linguists can't get off the hook the way a paleontologist can. We have to explain ourselves. It gets to be almost a litany. You tell somebody you're a linguist, and they ask you how many languages you speak. And then you have to say, well, no, that's what we call a polyglot. Linguists are people who study language in the abstract. Then people take on a kind of hopeful expression and they say, oh, you mean like the origins of words. I think that's fascinating. And then you have to say, well, no, it's not so much that. I mean, most linguists have a recreational interest in that sort of thing, but they're really concerned with the underlying structure of language systems. By this time, you're starting to feel like a pedant, and they're starting to look a little vexed. How could a field that studies something as ordinary as human language turn out to be so obscure? Is this all a great shuck? Well, no. But to see why linguistics is such an arcane discipline, you have to understand a basic property, some people would say the basic property, of human language. Language is so pervasive, and we learn it so early on, that it is largely invisible to us. We see through it without seeing it at all, unless we make a deliberate effort to bring the panes of the window into focus. One way to come to understand this is to imagine yourself trying to teach your native language to a foreigner. On day one, let's say, your student learns the house is big and the house is red, and then his eyes light up and he says, ah, is a red big house. So you correct him. You tell him, no, we say a big red house. It sounds funny the other way. But just why does it sound funny? If you're a dutiful teacher, you'll sit down that night and try to figure out the rule for English adjective order, a rule you learned long before you were out of diapers. Why do we say an old brass bed rather than a brass old bed or some other thing? Is it the sound of the words, or is it their meaning? Or is it something else? I'll leave it for you to puzzle out, but here's a hint. Of the two adjectives in old brass bed, which one is more like a noun? This is the sort of thing that linguists spend their time puzzling over, the rules of language that are so basic that no normal person would bother to give them any thought. Now, it's a good thing there are people doing this. Linguistics has important applications for everything from language instruction to artificial intelligence. But to be quite honest, it can also make for some frustrating conversation, knowing that your interlocutor may stop you at any point to remark on a particularly interesting vowel or an unusual use of the present perfect. On reflection, maybe it's just as well that there are so few of us and that we are let out only once a year.
Jeffrey Nunberg is indeed a linguist associated with the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University. His fields of expertise are semantics and sociolinguistics.